This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, I've loved a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from none other than the friendly city, the brotherly city, friends, Philadelphia. What a better place to be talking about the things that we're going to be talking about today. Well, what am I talking about? Well, the Supreme Court, a law unto themselves. How about this one? It looks like law, has the color of law, smells like law, but it's not law. Yeah, I mean, just think about this, friends. The American people have so far tolerated corruption within the courts, namely the Supreme Court, which, by the way, is not above the law, and we're about ready to show you that in just a couple minutes. But with that said, friends, listen to what Justice Ginsburg said. She said, "I would not look to the U.S. Constitution when speaking to another country, namely a Middle Eastern country that was looking for advice as to how to construct a constitution for their country, like that to emulate of the United States of America." She said, "I would not look to the U.S. Constitution." Or friends, how about this one? Obama's appointee, Chief Justice Ron Roberts, when he changed the Affordable Care Act individual mandate into a tax, and thus rescued the criminal foreign sodomite President Barack Hussein Obama's signature legislation, completely unconstitutional. They're supposed to be the Supreme Court, friends, the Supreme Court of the land. If you go to Article 3, Section 1, I want you to listen carefully. It says, "The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court, and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish, the judges both of the supreme and inferior courts," listen, "the judges both of the supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior." So let me stop right there. If you look up the word good in Webster's 1828, listen carefully. "Having moral qualities best adapted to its design and use." How does that justify Alina Kagan? She's never judged a case a day in her life, and somehow or another, that unelected judge has been put on the bench. Friends, I'm going to highlight her. What about Sotomayor, that globalist? Friends, look at how she was placed just in time. John Roberts, and the list goes on. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, look at the things that have come out of their mouths, friends, to incriminate themselves, and look at the things that they have done in incriminating themselves. Going back to the definition of good, Webster's 1828. "Having moral qualities best adapted to its design and use, or the qualities which God's law requires, virtuous, pious, religious, under the Christian umbrella, applied to persons and opposed to bad, wicked, and evil." Isn't that crazy? The number one definition for the word good in Webster's 1828 is valid, legally firm, not weak or defective, having strength adequate to its support as a good title, a good deed, a good claim. Oh my goodness, friends. Going back to Article 3, Section 1, judges both of the supreme and the inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior. Folks, they transgressed the very definition of good a long time ago. So if you tolerate it, it really shows the moral corruption of the people that tolerate judges, regardless if they're supreme and or inferior courts. Listen, it says, the judges, both of the supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior and shall, at stated times, receive for their services a compensation which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. Well, what happens if they act outside of the scope of being good? What happens when they begin to play the activist? What happens when they begin to legislate on law? Because it's the job of the judges to make reference to the written law, God's moral law, and to apply. Okay? That's it. Discover and apply, like a referee. I'll get into more of that in just a couple moments as well. Friends, when we step back and we see what the American people have tolerated concerning the Supreme Court, I'm standing up here in Philadelphia today to say it's time for the American people to drain the swamp that this current administration refuses to deal with, friends. The swamp is not being drained. Folks, bureaucracies are being created. The courts are being stacked. The Supreme Court is stacked. And what we see is them advocating on law, which means that which counters American law. Again, antithetical, or it runs in direct contrast to American law in so many different ways. When you go to the inscription in the Minnesota Supreme Court chambers, by the way, it has a big picture of Moses awaiting the divine law. On the way outside of the Supreme Court in the state of Minnesota, this is what it says. Wherever law ends, tyranny begins. And I want to highlight this and set this premise for you that you might understand. So whatever we're predicating now and premising now, that is what we're going to be talking about in the up and coming hour. Do you remember when Judge Andrew Napolitano, by the way, I think he's an okay guy. I think he's got his mind cluttered with the misconstrued version given unto him by the indoctrination and propagandists of that of the doctrinations of the Herodians, which Jesus told us to beware of, Mark 8:15. But if you remember right, Judge Andrew Napolitano gave a dim prognostication of what could happen to the rights of the American people if Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg were to fall to sickness or old age in the next 4 years. See, he was afraid that the new president might replace him with a progressive communist who would in turn do much damage, listen carefully, who might do much damage to the Second Amendment and other rights that God has given to the American people. Who has done more damage than those that claim to be Republican conservatives, friends? Nobody has. The Bill of Rights was the thou shall not to the government. Judges do not have the right to usurp the Constitution by gutting the amendments or any other amendment, friends, that may come through some sort of interpretation or, again, misconstrued amendment. Friends, they do not have the right to usurp the Constitution by gutting the Constitution through their opinion, as if to suggest that we don't have the wits about ourselves, all 325.7 million of us, to understand what the word no means. See, the problem the Supreme Court and the inferior courts are having, according to Article 3, Section 1 today, is if they're not going to sit during good behavior, then, friends, we're going to remove them by being good. But we can't remove the bad unless we're first good. And that's what we always talk about here at the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, the Bill of Rights was the thou shalt not to the government. And Judge Napolitano must, under the delusion, he must be, as most Americans are, that the Supreme Court is the final say in all matters if they violate our Constitution.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong." The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Philadelphia, friends, Pennsylvania. Beautiful city. It's an old city, obviously. We already took the time this morning to go see the Liberty Bell. And it's absolutely interesting, friends. There's nothing more deceptive than what they're doing to the revisionists today. Right when you look at the Liberty Bell, of course, it has Leviticus 25:10 on it, right on the bell. And right above the bell and along the way in their indoctrinational schemes to the bell, it's interesting how they keep talking about the beginning of our democratic society, our form of democracy. Again, friends, we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law and not opinion, period. And we are definitely not ruled by party affiliations the way that the President of the United States of America and the circus of politics are playing out today. Mark 3:25, again, divide and conquer. This is the game that they're playing, and they're pushing and pulling. And friends, if you understand anything about history and how the communist play the games, that's what that play in America today, coming from this administration and current politicians that have sold their soul out as they continuously play the Judas before you and to you. And why is that happening, friends? Because the American people have forsaken the living God, period. That's the message. We need to go back to our God. Read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment, and we'll take her from there. If you want to call in at any time, we can do that as well, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and the list goes on and it goes on, Acts 4:12. Talking about the Supreme Court of the United States of America and judges, making reference to God's law, first and foremost, the word good, Webster's 1828, and also making reference to Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. Now, I know that there's been a lot of people in this country that have been led to believe that judges, namely in the Supreme Court, once they're elected, they cannot be removed. I have a question for you. Can you show me that in the U.S. Constitution? No. Can you tell me who told you that? Well, I heard it on the radio, or I heard it on the news. Okay, we're talking about the propagandists, again, that you declare that you don't agree with and you don't believe a word that they have to say, 94% of you. So when we know that what we're being told is a lie, why is it that we pretend and we give them to act out under false pretense that what they're doing is actually law when you know it's not law. That's pretty hypocritical on your part, America, not just theirs. When we see them act outside of good behavior, it's our duty to remove them, even the Supreme Court, even the President of the United States, in any three branches, friends, in any capacity in government in this country, they can lawfully be removed and charged for their crimes against the laws that they promised and swore to uphold. Now, with that said, speaking of judges, friends, when injustice looks, smells, and has the color of law, that's what you're seeing today. In contrast, the third president of the United States of America, President Thomas Jefferson, said to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions. He said it's a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Now, for those that do not know the definition of despotic, it means absolute in power. And folks, over and over again, we see through governments that we tolerate, which is, again, running counter to U.S. government, it's foreign to the U.S. Constitution, act out. Friends, when you stand back and you let them do the things that they want to do, they commit it through oligarchy as well, through a despotic government, which means they're absolute in power. They want you to believe that they are above the law. Friends, they are not above the law, just for the record. Let me say that again. Judges are not above the law. Thomas Jefferson again says, the opinion which gives to the judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what not, not only for themselves in their own sphere or action, but for the legislature and the executive also in their spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch. Isn't that what the Supreme Court of the United States of America has become, friends? A despotic branch, a law unto themselves. The people in this country have been conditioned to believe that whatever the Supreme Court says, well, it must be. Friends, you are sadly deluded. You are sadly mistaken. And the only, folks, this is the very definition of saying they only get away with whatever you let them get away with. And friends, they are. Enough is enough. And I'm going to get to Alina Kagan in just a couple of moments just to show you how far they have dropped and lowered the bar. You want the definition of reprobate? Let me get to Alina Kagan. I'll get there in just a moment. During the last segment, I got cut off, I believe. Judge Andrew Napolitano believes, for some reason or another, that a judge, when he gets into or she gets into the position of sitting on the bench with one of the nine, well, they can become a law unto themselves. Instead of educating the American people and making reference to the Word of God and the Constitution, he wants to give you the opinion of some useful idiot that is known as a journalist on Fox News. Come on, friends. This is ridiculous. Again, why is there a Fox News? Why is there an MSNBC? Because there's no reference to right and wrong. Everybody cares about what their opinion is because they just happen to have, friends, the right color of the day or the right attitude of the day or the right joke that they want to tell the American people because of their personalities. Again, we need to be a principled people rather than siding with people that we like the most, okay? Napolitano must be under the delusion, as well as those that believe this garbage, because the Supreme Court is not the final say in all matters, even if they violate our Constitution and the laws of our Republic, when in fact, it isn't the final say. Hey, friends, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You can have 99% of the population stand on the side of lawlessness. As for me, I'm going to, and me and my household, we're going to obey the Lord, period. And by the grace of God, I'm not moving. Because again, we are not a democratic society, nor are we a democracy. We are ruled as a constitutional republic by law, like the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be changed. Okay? Because in the law, friends, and in the spirit, the law is always perpetual. It is always at work through God's mercy, and I thank God for him. Read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. Folks, judges were never intended to write, change, or create law. They are merely referees charged with the protection of the citizenry by enforcing laws enacted by Congress. Who's Congress, friends? The people's voice. under the authority of the Constitution. Where did Congress derive their just powers? From we the people. Where did we receive our rights? From our Creator. The judges themselves are to be ruled by law, just like we, the people. Judges do not have the right to break the law. They are not set in a position to legislate from the bench in the manner that American people have, again, been trained and accustomed to over the last 50 years. Now, keep in mind, this is the same court that sits under Moses and the Ten Commandments. You can look at the back of the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., which I believe is just a couple hours from where I'm at right now. Who is over the top of the heads of the Supreme Court justices or injustices in this case, friends? Moses and the Ten Commandments, right? And it says justice, the guardian of liberty. Now, when we begin to understand the oath they end their oath, those judges do, stating, so help me God. And that starts its proceedings with the following statement. God save the United States in this honorable court. Just think about that. Just think about that. They swear to uphold the Constitution, so help me God, the laws of our constitutional republic against crime, enforcing the law unto judgment, which guards our liberties. And before, friends, they proceed with the following statements for court. They say, God save the United States in this honorable court, as they sit there and they violate and transgress his moral law. 1 John 3:4. Now, William Blackstone, a professor of common law, whom our founders oftentimes referenced when framing the American Constitution, said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to what? The law of God, his moral law, the Torah, the Decalogue, friends. Okay? In the 1892 case, Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States, the court provided 87 precedents of quotes and acts from the founding fathers, Congress, and state governments to prove that America is a Christian nation. No question about it. Okay? The court also said it could have found many more. States also have laws on their books that are directly aligned with the Ten Commandments found in Exodus 20, prohibiting blasphemy, which you hear all day long, now on television, adultery, completely illegal, but now you see this all day long, perjury, lie, folks. The media, Hollywood, does nothing but teach you how to commit the crime. And then when the crime is committed, they're right there to throw you in jail. But keep in mind, that law doesn't apply to them because you've been conditioned to believe somehow or another that these people are a bunch of demigods. No, they're not. Murder, theft, God's moral law stands against all these crimes, and we need to get it right. I'm going to keep going down this vein, folks, and I'm going to start getting into the characteristics of some of these injustices. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Months before the call that set off an impeachment inquiry, many in the diplomatic community were alarmed by the Trump administration's abrupt removal of a career diplomat from her post as ambassador to Ukraine. The ambassador's ouster and the campaign against her that preceded it are now emerging as the key sequence of events behind a whistleblower's complaint alleging that the president pressured a foreign country to investigate his political rival. In a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senator Robert Menendez demanded answers about the ouster of Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. Through it all, Donald Trump is saying that this is all just a big witch hunt.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them. It's just a disgrace. It's a terrible thing for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got with you, yours truly, Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're going to be in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, tomorrow night and Saturday night, doing a Faith and Freedom Conference with John Diamond. And when we're done doing that, next month we're going to actually be in Tennessee as well as in Montana. It has been a year of years, friends, but we believe that if we keep pressing into the kingdom of God and doing all that we can do and leaving the results up to God, that we're going to see the fruit of our labor. And that's exactly what we're doing today, friends. We're at it again, and we've been doing it for 20 years, and this has probably been one of the busiest years that we've ever had in ministry, and I thank you for it. With that said, please, friends, you know that I'm not a beggar, but I would ask that you'd consider supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio to keep us out here, to keep us doing what we're doing, friends, across the United States, what very few and far between are willing to actually do, actually practice what they preach in so many different ways. I'm not saying that we're exclusive, but I'm saying that we come to you always showing you our fruit. We don't tell you what we're going to do. We always show you what we have done. And if you want to know what we're going to do, we'll be telling you we're going to be doing some more of what we've already done. So with that said, Habakkuk 2:2. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty. And especially the next 3 months, friends, we really, truly do need your support in so many different ways. Sons of Liberty Media, go to membership and do donate. We appreciate your trust very much. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about the Supreme Court, friends, if it looks like law as the color of law smells like law, it doesn't always mean it is law, okay? But they want you to believe because they said it that it is law. When in fact, friends, what they do is they put themselves in the position of the divine while they continuously misconstrue and pervert the words of the one that they are sitting in the position of. And the Bible continuously warns us, telling us that many come in my name. It's also interesting to note, friends, that be not deceived comes into play in 2 Corinthians 11:14, that Satan himself transforms his angels into the ministers of light. We are to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, period. And that's what I'm showing you even now. During the first segment, I shared with you Ruth Bader Ginsburg, what she had said. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. If not proclaiming her utter disregard in Egypt is where she was for the American Constitution, she blurts out the truth in her confusion, saying that she was under the impression that legalizing abortion with the 1973 Roe versus Wade case would eliminate undesirable members of the populace, or as she put it, populations that we don't want to have too many of. Was this not self-incriminating? Should she have not recused herself if she was honorable? She would have. She would have corrected herself. She would have apologized for the stupidity that came out of her deceitful heart. The heart is desperately wicked. Friends, the Bible tells us who can know it. And I'll tell you what, if you want to know what's on the Supreme Court bench today, that's all you have to do is judge them by their fruit, friends. And I'm telling you, it's not good. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Let me bring you over, because I need to do this before the end of the show. Do you guys all know who Alina Kagan is? We all know that the foreign sodomite, Barack and criminal, Barack Hussein Obama, came out in support of homosexual marriage. By the way, Donald Trump is on a campaign. It's easy to find. It's easy accessible to prove what I'm telling you. But he is on a campaign, friends, to actually decriminalize homosexuality. Hey, listen, let me say this real quick, just as a side note. Before pulling down the fence, you might want to ask the question as to why the fence was put up in the first place. And I'm here to tell you why. Because homosexuality and sodomy is an abomination in the sight of God. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13. Okay? Sodom and Gomorrah were set forth as an example to them that should afterward live ungodly. And I'm in Philadelphia, friends, and I'm telling you what. You want to talk about a group of people, a small group of people, a small population across the United States of America that want to leave in the whole lump? The American people are giving these people the right to dare the justice of God. And when that falls, it falls on all of us, not just them. Just so you know, ask Sodom and Gomorrah. And Sodom and Gomorrah, friends, was a testimony of what happens to a people that refuse to keep the commandments of God. Remember, Abraham couldn't find the righteous. And there was a lot of people, you rest assured, in Sodom and Gomorrah that were praising the Lord with their mouths. And like Jesus said to them, and I say it now to America, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. If you love me, then keep my commandments. John 14:21, period. And if not, 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Folks, there's a lot of people in this country that are giving these groups of people a standing that is unlawful, regardless of what the Supreme Court says or not. It matters not. What God says matters, period. But you're daring the justice of God by tolerating these crimes. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that Obama came out in support of homosexual marriage, okay? He first had to repeal, listen to the acronym, friends, DADT. Remember that? Don't ask, don't tell. Just think about that. This is a program coming from your government. Don't ask, don't tell in the military. Barack Hussein Obama then appoints 225 homosexuals to indicate key positions, such again as the Supreme Court, before he made his announcement. And it passed under the cover of night because nobody knew who Alina Kagan was. And she was approved by the Senate while most people in this country had no idea who she was. By the good guys, she was confirmed. Okay? I want to say one more thing about this, too, with Donald Trump. Also keep in mind, Donald Trump said that whatever the Supreme Court says, it must be the law of the land. He is absolutely incorrect. And it shows you, friends, how ignorant he is of the Word of God and the founding documents, namely the U.S. Constitution. Now let's go to Alina Kagan. Alina Kagan, who sits on the Supreme Court today, is the former dean of students at Harvard. Contrary to Harvard's founding models, for those that did not know, the founding models for Harvard, the mottos, were for Christ and the church. Did you know that? What was Harvard, Prince, Yale, what were they all created for, friends? To raise up congregationalists. That's a different show. But the founding mottos, friends, is for Christ and the church and for the glory of Christ. K- Kagan is known, are you ready for this? She sits on the Supreme Court bench, never judged a case a day in her life, but because she's appointed by the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, which we all know is a criminal and a foreigner, and Donald Trump approves her because she sits on the bench, right? Unelected, too, by the way. She's known for queerifying Harvard, and somehow or another, she's okay because she's on the bench. Okay, now I'm going to start nailing this really quick. Talking about the characteristics of these type of people. Oh, by the way, if you go to 1 Kings 13:33, there was a corrupt, wicked king named Jeroboam. And it tells us in 1 Kings 13:33, pay close attention as to the people that he would appoint as subordinates, okay? It reminds me of Benito Mussolini, who said he preferred scoundrels because they were easily blackmailed to be a part of his government. Okay? He didn't like the good guys. He didn't want them around them in his government. But Jeroboam, this corrupt king, returned not from his evil ways, but made again of the lowest of the people, priests, politicians of the high places. I'm adding politicians. He said, whosoever would, he consecrated, appointed them unto him, and he became, or she became, one of the priests or politicians of the high places. That is exactly what's happening through Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Ocasio-Cortez, and the list goes on. Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, Sheila Jackson, Maxine Waters. Friends, they're all appointed on purpose. Folks, let me say it this way. They're appointed on purpose because they'll do the biddings of the corrupt king. Do you understand how this works? Isn't it interesting how these numbskulls, these useful idiots, are willing to sell you anything and to work against you at every given step? Why? Because that's why they were appointed in doing so. And they're just doing their job. And if you want to do your job, then enforce the law against their crimes and remove them. Okay? I'm not going to get into that right now, but I want to get back to Alina Kagan. Okay? 1 Kings 13:33, check it out. That's what's happening in American government, and we're seeing the same thing in the church today. And that's why you see so many corrupt in the pulpits. And if you want to know, I'm telling you by through firsthand experience, the higher I go in the church and I bend at the top, the more corrupt it becomes. Why? Because a diplomatic what? Magicians. Compromisers. Where two men both agree, where they both agree on what they both know is wrong. They sell out you in the process of ignoring the Lord. Instead of obeying the Lord, they obey their master and the golden calf that pays their bills, friends. That's how they sell you out. Read Luke 22, verse 48. Look at how Judas betrayed Jesus with 30 pieces of silver. And here we are today. Now listen to this. Alina Kagan, who sits on the bench, is known for queerifying Harvard. During her tenure, her service, if you want to call it that, she did the following. Kagan hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to, listen carefully, a lawyer for the ACLU, the communist organization, to queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender blank, F-U-C-K, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors, normalizing pedophilia, which is a felony. By the way, so is sodomy. Look at your state statute. You say, well, Bradley, the Supreme Court overturned that. I'm proving the point they overturned nothing, okay? If they want to overturn the law, then they can enforce it. Okay? They're aiming for your kids, America. What else do I need to show you more earmarks of these criminals before you finally figure out that's what they're zeroing in on? Because that's what they're zeroing in on. Alina Kagan, who also sits on the Supreme Court, hired other radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, to teach transgender law courses, as well as Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. Friends, these are all appointed criminals. 1 Kings 13:33.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. I want to thank my friend Michael Roach over at Before It's News. Friends, if you want to check us out live on video, we're just doing this little test run here. We have been over the last couple months. Got a really good signal today. Check it out on YouTube, Bradley Dean. You can watch us live on Before It's News or sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. If you want to check us out online, friends, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, or my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Got brand new videos going up every week, week and a half. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. And again, if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about Alina Kagan, friends. We're talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We're talking about Chief Justice John Roberts, who changes Obamacare into a tax mysteriously, mystically, out of thin air. We're talking about the corrupt behavior and fruit, Matthew 7:16, found from those that sit on the bench. Friends, they are not the final word. Listen to what President Andrew Jackson said. He said, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God. And the Supreme Court is our ruler, which in fact is not the case. It's time Americans begin to vet the Supreme Court, friends, but it first starts with us, Matthew 3:2. Let me get back to Alina Kagan here, friends. And this information I'm giving on Alina Kagan, you just can't make this up. You just can't make it up. And by the way, Sotomayor, she's an internationalist. She's a globalist. They're all hand-picked and appointed. And there's no question about it. Alina Kagan, the one I'm highlighting right now, she passed under the covering of dark, friends. She was confirmed by the good guys in the United States of America with little to no attention concerning who she was or why it is that she was being appointed. And I'm highlighting the crimes of Alina Kagan, who is known for queerifying Harvard. And Donald Trump has the audacity to attempt to decriminalize homosexuality on a global scale, all the while knowing who sits on the Supreme Court, who he says, if they said it, then it must be so. He agrees with this. Okay? Kagan hired former ACLU, the Communist Organization lawyer, William Rubenstein, to queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities, such as bisexuality, transgender, F-U-C-K. This is what it is, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. We're talking about people in government that are advocating these crimes against we the people. I got a question for you. I wrote this in 2013. What are the crimes that you're seeing today take place concerning our children? Now they're trying to what? Normalize through library story times where drag queens go in, though not many people go to them. That's not the point. It's the fact that they are boldfacedly transgressing in the law, friends, and committing the act of felonies by zeroing in on your children. We see the same thing with the whole homosexual lobby attacking our children in public schools, attempting to what? Normalize the crime. There's a reason the fences were put up, friends. I want to go on here. Kagan viciously attacked our military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, even banning military recruiters from coming on campus. Alina Kagan, who sits on the Supreme Court, attempts to ban the recruiters, and her attempt was unsuccessful. And even after losing her legal campaign, she encouraged students to continue protesting them. Violate the law. Hey, folks, they don't care what the law has to say. It's about the revolution. That's what it is to these devils. And, folks, devils must be treated as devils because these are not the type of people that you can help. They are the type of people that must be removed and lawfully dealt with, period. Okay, that law applies to all of us. Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university, listen carefully, she sits on the Supreme Court, Alina Kagan. She was so toxic that she wanted the entire university to be trans-inclusive using Harvard's gender identity and her non-discrimination policy, not law, to spew gender confusion among students on campus. Read Daniel 9 when you get a moment. Read the whole chapter. It's good for you. It's good for all of us. As I highlighted, Alina Kagan's never judged a case a day in her life. Yet, during that time, criminal Barack Hussein Obama, unqualified for office himself, well, he seemed fit to qualify her on the Supreme Court bench. And why is she there? Because it comes back to us individually. Don't sit there and tell me you didn't know. Don't sit there and tell me, friends, that you don't have the ability to go online to find out who's sitting on the bench. Just last week, friends, I noticed that, you know, there was people that were complaining about our U.S. military and how underpaid they are, right? And how people were complaining about the National Football League's group of little sissies that kneel when it's time to show respect for the American flag in which our military fights to maintain and uphold. And I said back to him, and I say back to you, America, because my finger's going to the responsible party once again, out of love. This is not a love that's dissimulated. But I want to tell you, America, our military is underpaid. They're calling for a new unconstitutional war that was foretold over 18 years ago to go now deal with that monstrous country, Iran. Not saying they're perfect by any means, but this has been, you know, 93% of our history has been fighting unconstitutional wars since 1776. You think there's something wrong with that, America? Absolutely there is. But it's interesting to know that it's going to be the blood of your sons and not the corrupt politicians that love their country so much that they're willing to sacrifice your children on the behalf of our country. I want to tell you this. You complain about how our military is treated all day long. We see how they're treated when they come back from these unconstitutional wars, how they're stripped. We see the suicide rates. We see how that they're not being taken care of. We see this all day long. You know what's interesting about that, friends? I noticed that last week, the stadiums across the United States of America, namely those little sissy boys with tights on fighting over a pig ball, they had 50,000 people at each stadium across the United States of America filled up. And I want to show you your hypocrisy. You complain about the disrespect that they show for our military and our flag, but yet you go support them and they make millions and hundreds of millions of dollars out of your pocket supporting them to disrespect our flag. And where's our military? Where's our guys? Completely unheard of. Completely, folks, the thought of them is outside of our minds unless it's our sons and our daughters that are overseas right now. So don't sit there and tell me how much you love your country when you care more about a bunch of femmes and pansies today fighting over that pig ball in tights than you do about our own country. What is it good enough, I ask, for our military to fight for our God-given rights? Well, you are being conditioned and dumbed down and desensitized in this country to go ahead and allow politicians starting at the top to the bottom in all three branches of our government and in government capacity to go ahead and step on the graves to desecrate their very meaning and their honors while you continuously support that which demeans their honor. And I can show you, friends, like I just did, what you care about more. You care more about being entertained. Football and beer and gambling, they were easily controlled, said George Orwell, and so you are. You're being controlled out of your own freedoms that were fought for by our military, by our family members, and I'm sick and tired of a cowardice nation. And that's exactly what America has become. I'm in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I was just down, friends. I got this new shirt. It's one that I've had, and it's Join or Die. And it was when Ben Franklin was bringing about the 13 colonies together to join together and stand up against the crown, the corrupt crown, the tyrant across the pond. It's interesting how people are so apt to wear these shirts and don't tread on me with the snake, the Gadsden flag, and the snake coiled up, or holding up signs with our eyes are always open. But, you know, the fact of the matter is what matters more to the American people is them being entertained. And I'm here to tell you today, friends, you are being entertained out of your freedoms by what you tolerate. And what you are tolerating in this country, friends, is corruption from the very top to the very bottom. And listen to me, devil. And listen to me, devils, that listen to me every day. And you monitor my materials. You're ankle biters. And you follow every step that I take, you're a part of the problem. And I want to tell you that there's a special place in hell for people like you. When you have the freedoms in which so many fought, bled, and died to give us, and yet you refuse to live for what they died for, first starting in the natural, 2 Corinthians 5:15, John 3:16 in the spiritual, I don't know that you're a people that can be helped. You have to ask yourself, is your wound incurable? Because if not, friends, then act accordingly. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.